Good morning and Om Shanti. It's a beautiful, fresh day with a balance of the body, mind and the spirit. And in this day and age, it's so important for us to have this balance. I'm Sister Pratibha, born in Zambia, brought up in Zimbabwe, that is Southern Africa, and serving from Kenya. I have been with the Brahma Kumaris and practicing meditation for last 45 years, but virtually born in Africa and serving. Every year I have the opportunity to come and serve here, serve the world. And what do we serve is, again, body, mind and spirit. Body is when you eat this beautiful diet. I know sometimes you might find it a little bit difficult, but when you finish the whole trip, you will realize how purified your body is. And it is said food affects on your mind and your thoughts. And so what you eat, that is what you are. So the mind purifies. But meditation helps us to actually purify the soul. And when we talk about purifying, it simply means to balance, to connect, and to rejuvenate, to recharge. And so the method which we are using here at the Brahma Kumaris is Raja Yoga. Raja Yoga simply means, Raja means master, king or sovereign. And yoga, the real pronunciation is jog. Jog is to join, connect, have union or communication. And so what do I actually connect with? Or what do I have union with? And that is where I need to understand, who am I? I think you already have light on that. Yesterday you went through that understanding that you are not the physical body of chemicals and particles. You are not just your name or the body or the religion or the community, but you are a being, a spiritual being, and that is I. According to the Oxford Dictionary, if you see the definition of I, is simply ego. And so what is that ego? Your physical body, your identity in a form of work or profession or your color or your gender, that is the limitation. And the moment I come out of that and connect with my inner self, who am I? A peaceful being, a soul. I go beyond all this consciousness of the body, of limitation. And I simply connect with my true identity. I am a peaceful being. I am a pure soul. I am a powerful soul. So first I connect with my inner self. That creates beautiful harmony within myself. And what do I create harmony between? The heart and the mind and the intellect. So heart creates emotions. Mind and intellect creates logic. So logic tells me something else, and emotions tells me something else. And that's where I'm torn apart. And so what I need to simply do is create that harmony, that balance, that connection with my heart and my mind, my intellect. So that whatever I think, that is what I express. And when I think and express with balance, I have inner peace, inner harmony. And that's where we're actually missing out on. And what happens is that when I don't have that harmony, I actually think a lot, I talk a lot, and when the doing comes, there's a huge gap between the two. And that gap is filled with stress, tension, fear, anger, anxiety, worries. You can just carry on and on. And whatever my state of mind is, it's going to affect me, but people around me. And I will be spreading that state of mind, that consciousness everywhere. So I'm responsible to create that environment. It is said war begins in men's mind, so peace also begins in men's mind. And so meditation helps me to create that consciousness of peace, happiness, harmony. You can carry on again with all the good things around me. And so first is I connect with my inner self. Then I connect with the ultimate. Ultimate means a lot of people have created these barriers of culture, religion, language. When we use the word God, my God and your God. But really it is just one energy, one positive energy. So I then connect with that positive energy. And it's a very lovely feeling. It doesn't matter what you call that God. Whatever words you use is only sugar is sweet. So I just want the sweetness. I don't care whether you call it sugar or chini or khand or sukra. So similarly, you call God, Allah, Malik, Supreme, whatever you want to call. So I connect with that energy, that power, that authority, and I actually feel I'm recharging. And when I recharge, that's the power I use in my day-to-day life. Not the power of your physical identity. My name is this. This is my profession. This is my influence. This is my connection with the world and the community. Not that power. But this inner power. Now when people hear about meditation, they get very excited, thinking it's a magic wand. You'll be sitting here and you will be floating, or you will be seeing something. Please don't even think of it, because you're not going to float, you're not going to see anything, you are only going to feel, and feel is experience. And so don't even wait for that feeling, just start working towards it. And so what do we simply do is, as I mentioned, I connect with my inner self. That is one stage of meditation called initiation. Initiation means to begin with the self. Changing the consciousness from body to the soul. When you connect it to the body, you actually know the color and the personality and the beauty and all those things. So when I become soul conscious, I actually know what my qualities are and what my powers are and my ability. And then that way I connect with that. That is the first stage. The second is, of course, connection or union, that is meditation, and I connect with the ultimate source, who's the ocean of all the attributes and power. Is my creator or the almighty authority, the ultimate. And the third stage is very interesting, concentration. When I have the natural state of mind, I am connected. I don't have to work hard, I don't have to struggle, I'm just connected. And the current passes and the current stops. Switch it on and the current passes. Switch it off and the current stops. It's so easy. That is concentration. Very natural state of mind. And the fourth stage is realization. Realization is the feeling, the experience, what we're talking about. If we're talking about I not being the body and I'm a soul, so I realize, I feel it. I feel who I am. And when we're talking about God being Almighty, we feel, we experience who this Almighty is. And it's a very, very beautiful feeling. If you ask me to put it in words, it's exactly like, I know sugar is sweet. You should also taste it. And you will also know what the sweetness is all about. I cannot define sweetness. The most I can say is it's very nice. So that realization is very beautiful. And so meditation also has stages we need to pass through. It doesn't just happen in a day. But what is interesting is a lot of people ask us, how long does it take? This is not academic. This is spiritual. The more I practice, the more I have determination, the more I am punctual about it, the more I can go through the stages quickly. And it doesn't have a duration or time or years or whatever. It's so natural. Somebody can go through the four stages in 10 months and somebody take 10 years. So it's actually on individuals. So Raja Yoga meditation helps me to first become the master of all my sense organs. So I connect with my sense organs. I tell my sense organs what to do and what not to do. Then I actually discipline my mind and my intellect, my thinking pattern. So I only think what I want to. In our regular life we say positive thinking, creative thinking, powerful thinking, visualization, and so I become the master of that. And then I also become a master. A master means I am a powerful soul. So let us all go into that little exercise. So sit up straight. Just feel very comfortable. The way you were listening to me and keeping your eyes open. So you could keep your eyes open and focus in my center of the forehead. We call this the technique of open eye meditation. So that I receive and I give. And this process is called drishti. Drishti is a very powerful form where I give and I receive. So, step inwards. Let the sound around you fade. And look for a quiet space within yourself. Just be there. So beautiful. It's calm, serene, cool, and pure. With that feeling, I now go upwards. In the center of the forehead, in my center of the forehead, where I, the soul, situate. The soul is just energy. This physical body is my instrument. I am the master. Using the five senses, all my senses obey me and are disciplined. I only see what I need to see, and I only talk what I need to talk. travel upwards. Sun, moon, stars and sky. Into a different dimension. Beyond this angelic world. Limited world of light, reddish, goldenish light, some call it the sweet silence home, and others call it nirvana. connected, I use that concentration in my day-to-day life. I now experience the peace in the peaceful world. It's just unlimited. Silence is extrovert and peace is introvert. slowly start my return journey to this body and the world. I return to my forehead, the center of the forehead. And through my eyes, the window for the soul, start seeing the world in a very positive way. I share this light, the feeling, with other souls, irrespective where they come from. And I create that harmony in every action by just thinking what I need to think, saying and doing. Use this feeling in your day-to-day action. Shanti. With this journey, are you light or are you tired? Did you enjoy your journey? Thank you.